We were just talking about the fact that it's like, okay, you might have, you know, we figured what's more important, somebody giving birth or you doing a radio interview? We thought, you know, that was probably what maybe happened in your case. Well, good morning, Dr. Feely, and thanks for joining us here this morning.
Yeah, of course.
Well, this, doing? as we keep hearing all the commercial in these unprecedented times, well, it's something that none of us have ever seen before. And obviously things have changed, and especially in hospitals. Just to keep not only patients safe, but your staff as well. There's been so many changes we know that, you know, people have gone into the hospital that, you know, suffering from whatever and family's not able to see them. Okay, what is going on right now as far as somebody's having their baby and we got all this going on? What are the current conditions for you know, spouse or significant other when they're the wife or significant other is having a child?
Yeah, so currently we're trying to kind of keep our OB and labor and delivery area in what we call the bubble. So we're really reducing how many people are coming into labor and delivery. And so when a person's in labor, at this point, we're only allowing one other person to come with them, one support person, and that person has to come and stay the whole time that they're at labor and delivery. So we're trying to reduce that exposure of people coming and going and being exposed at other places. And so you are absolutely allowed to have one support person with you because we know that's so important. And then we've kind of relaxed some of our guidelines with using video during the process labor and delivery, so you can have some FaceTime people there if you're really wanting to have some more support with you. But to kind of reduce that risk, we're just trying to really decrease the traffic up there. So that is a big change for people.
So as, you know, the patient, the mother comes in and whoever they're the person that's with them, are, you know, guidelines, is there certain ways? I mean, you're coming in, are you taking a shower? Are you just, you know, whatever, putting on, you know, sanitized scrubs and have to wash the hands and everything? What's that process like?
We're not doing anything extreme from that perspective. We're just having you come in. If you're ill, you're going to be wearing a mask while you're up there. But yeah, just good hand hygiene while you're up there, and then of course, that's kind of the majority of it. And then our staff at this point, we're all wearing masks. And then during a labor, it's a little different because we're wearing masks and face shields, so a little bit of the different perspective than it used to be. But again, these are all precautions to kind of help decrease transmission. So.
Dr. Melinda Feely, OSF St. Mary Medical Center, OB and gynecology department, and talking about birthing, having a child at this time, and just again, everything's different at this point. So one question was as what the governor has said now, these phases as things start to open up, is that going to change what you guys are doing, or will you kind of have the same thing set in place for a little while till this thing passes, if it does pass?
Yeah, I think at this point, for safety matters, we want to go ahead and continue with our current precaution level because we know it is in our area. It's going to take some time for us to figure out how exactly this COVID is going to be continuing through the winter and all that jazz. So I think at this point, we're going to just continue what we're doing to keep our patients safe.
Tyler, when's your wife due?
Mid-July.
Mid-July. Will we be able to have Tyler, since he'll be in there doing his radio show from there with us?
Hey, if you really want to.
We don't know if he'll want to.
You want to talk about breaking news.
Yeah, there you go. That would definitely be breaking news. Absolutely. Yeah. Dr. Melinda Feely with OSF St. Mary Medical Center joining us here this morning. So as far as, but in general, you know, kind of every, other than those precautions, kind of everything you do is the same in the care and the care of the baby once it's born and everything as well.
Yes, absolutely. Everything's pretty standard, just those added layers of precaution there. And then we've known from the CDC and some of our other groups that right now the recommendations for pregnant women are pretty similar to the recommendations for the general public because we're not seeing much higher infection rates in pregnant ladies than the general public. So that's actually really good news. And then also we're not seeing the infection go from, if mama does get pregnant, does get infected, it does not go to the baby. So those are also very good things for our pregnant ladies. those are some of the other topics.
Yeah, that's what I wondered. If the, you know, assuming that that had happened at some point and they've been able to do some research as to whether it was passed that way, that's good to know that it's not passed that way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Are there any precautions in place for, like, staying longer or anything like that?
So, again, most ladies will be able to be discharged after 24 hours. And mostly that's extended because of baby needing testing at around 24 hours of life. And then for mamas who have C-sections, we usually do keep them for 2 days just to make sure their pain's controlled and they're moving and doing well. But, again, we understand that not wanting to kind of stay around the hospital for a very long time. So we keep that in mind. If everything's going well, we have been discharging people a little earlier, but we want to make sure we're giving you the appropriate care.
So. Well, with that being said, though, I mean, the facilities now with the birthing center and everything, it's changed so much over the years and you know, your most recent updates, you probably couldn't get a whole lot more comfortable than if you were home in your own bed.
Yeah, with our new birthing center, it's quite spacious and comfortable. We just finished the second phase of our remodel, and so we have a lot more rooms open, and yeah, it's pretty nice, actually. We're very, very happy with it.
Will Tyler be able to watch ESPN?
You know, I don't even know. I haven't had a chance to watch TV
yet. Well, my mother-in-law would kill me if I didn't ask about visitors. Are visitors still kind of being discouraged?
Yeah, unfortunately, at this point, like I said, we're kind of keeping OB in a bubble, so we're only allowing one person up for the whole day. So no visitors at this time. Again, we are allowing FaceTime and all those kind of things so people can at least say hi and be introduced to baby, but we are encouraging that distancing.
I guess you're looking at it, and obviously you can't control what people do when they leave, but I'm guessing, you know, that would be a tough thing right now as well, because we know, you know, grandparents not being able to see their grandkids and that type of thing. That's going to be a hard thing. So you're probably suggesting also at this point that, you know, when you take your baby home, you know, same precautions that you're supposed to be doing, get them home and not having them around in the general public because everybody wants to touch them because they're so cute.
I know that's one of the hardest things right now, especially with the new excitement with adding somebody new to your family. But, yeah, we're just encouraging that social distancing to continue, doing window visits, those kind of things. But trying to keep everyone isolated right now.
What about for parents coming in? I'm guessing taking temperature as they come in. Is that both people?
Oh, yeah. As anyone comes into the hospital right now, they're being screened for different precautions, asking them symptoms, and then checking their temperature. And then we're also asking everyone to mask. So
there you go.
Coming in. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? Dr. Melinda Feely, OSF St. Mary Medical Center, OB, and the birthing center, kind of talking about what the process is right now, which doesn't sound like it'll change anytime soon because they obviously want to take all the precautions they can. Anything else that we need to know about what you have going on at this point?
One of the big focuses with us starting to kind of open up a little bit more with our procedures is that we are cleaning and disinfecting crazy. We've increased our number of staff to help with this. So we're getting the high-touch areas washed frequently, like even pens in the waiting room, doorknobs, railings, switches. We're removing some of the chairs in the waiting rooms just so that we can continue with those social distancing guidelines. So we're taking lots of steps to keep everyone safe.
Dr. Melinda Feely, OSF St. Mary Medical Center, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us here this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right. Stay healthy. Have a great weekend.
You as well.